This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Here in Washington, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are putting pressure on President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act to boost the domestic production of oil and gas. Many of us got a crash course in the DPA around this time 2 years ago at the start of the pandemic. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Over the years, the U.S. government has used the Defense Production Act, or DPA, to speed up access to all kinds of stuff, from rare earth metals for military systems to ventilators for COVID patients, all with the aim of protecting national security.
The DPA gives the president extraordinary powers.
But, says Eric Gordon of Michigan's Ross Business School,
it doesn't give him a magic wand.
Gordon says there's no switch that the president or anyone else can flip to boost energy production overnight.
No proclamation can make that happen faster than is physically possible. He doesn't have the power to suspend the laws of physics.
It's also not clear if this moment qualifies as a national emergency. That's a requirement for tapping the Defense Production Act, according to Jerry McGinn, a former acting deputy assistant secretary of defense whose portfolio included the DPA.
Yes, the price of gas is really high, but domestic oil production is not threatened.
But that production has to go through... Yeah, the supply chain. And Julie Swan of North Carolina State says if there's anything the pandemic has taught us, it's this.
It takes a long time to make supply chains resilient, including for oil and gas.
With average gas prices topping $4.30 a gallon, proponents insist it's an investment worth making. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.